لي هذه السيارتي. لي هذه السيارتي. What is لي and what is هذه؟ اسم مجرور. جار مجرور شبه جملة خبر. And what is سيارتي؟ بدل. ما شاء الله. أربعة سيستر أبير. أربعة. What is أربعة؟ مبتدا. وهو مضاف. And then أبواب مضاف إليه. Very good. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ كم؟ Yes sister Nusrat. Yeah, كم after كم we need a noun منصوب which is تميس. Remember it is محذوف here. So if you are in Saudi Arabia it would mean كم ريالا ثمن هذا الكتاب. If you are in Canada then it will mean كم دولارا. But then in this case it was dropped. So it is there but it is dropped. محذوف. Remember many times things will be محذوف. They will be dropped. So here our تميز is dropped because it is understood. If you are in Canada, when you go to a store, of course you are always asking the price in dollars. You are not asking it in reals. So كم ثمن هذا الكتاب. Normally we do not want to analyze. But for the sake of teasing you, what did I say? For the sake of teasing you, I want to know what is ثمن. It is مضاف. Okay, are you with me? What is Samanu? Where is Mudaf Ilehi? Hada. So if it is Hada is Mudaf Ilehi, it's Majroor. And that is why the Badal is Majroor. Majroor. See, Kam, leave it aside, Kam. Samanu Hazal Kita B. Why Kita B? Because Hada is Mudaf Ilehi Majroor. The Badal became Majroor. Got the idea? Sister Salma, Haza is Majroor here because it is Mudaf Ilehi of the Samanu. And it is Majroor. So then the Badal came. It has to be Majroor. Brother Muhammad, you got the idea, brother? Inshallah. For Samanuhu, brother Nusrat, Samanuhu, what is Mudaf Ilehi? So where is Mubtada, Sister Naima? Where is Mubtada? Samanuhu. Samanu is your Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf and who? Mudaf. Oh, where is our Khabar? Sister Fatima, where is our Khabar? Khabar is Sabatu. Where is your Khabar? Sabatu. Sister Naima, you got it? The price of it? Is Sabatu, which is your khabar, wahua mudaf, and then rialatin mudaf ilehi, and then ataf came, and then it came nisfun. What is this nisfun? Ma'tufun ala sabatu. And because, why it is fun? Why it is fun? Because there is no mudaf ilehi. What is it? It came on its own without mudaf ilayhi. So then we have to have a tanween there. Are you with me? Nisfun. Separate. You know, no mudaf ilayhi. So tanween came. Yeah, tanween came. Okay, brother and sister. Fi hazal fasli. Fi hazha. Jar majur. Fasli. What is fasli, Sister Sumayya? Badal mashallah. Mashallah. May Allah increase you all in knowledge. It's my prayer. May Allah bless us with the knowledge of the language of the Quran so that we can come closer to Quran, inshallah. All of us, including myself, brother, we all need Allah's mercy and blessing to understand the Quran and the language in which it was revealed. So here we are, brothers and sisters. في هذا الفصل في هذا جار مجرور شبه جملة خبر. Okay, brother and sister, where is مبتدا Sister Sumaya, where is Mubtada? Asharatu. Vahuwa Mudaf. And where is Mudaf Ilehi? Tullah bin. Okay. And what is Qudama doing here? Qudama, what is Qudama? Tullah bin Qudama. How will you translate it in English? Old students. So what is old students? Not. Not. So Qudama is not. But because, brothers and sisters, Qudama ended with Alif Maksura. Qudama. So the vowel sign, din, does not appear. Again, these nouns, brothers and sisters, we will study later on in the book. Just like Salma. How do you like Salma? At the end, there is a Alif Maksura. Which is actually Ya, but it is Alif Maksura. Now, when you have Salma, okay, brother, if it is Marfu, it is Salma. If it is Mansub, it is Salma. If it is Majroor, it is Salma. The vowel signs, we are going to learn about it, how to identify their vowel signs. But we will say that Salma, if it comes after Harfcha, then it is Majroor. So similarly here, Tullah bin has come, which is a Manout. So the Naat will be also Majroor. So Qudama is Majroor, but it is a Naat. Sahi, brothers and sisters? Wa arba'atu waw, and then arba'atu ma'tufun ala asharatu, sahi? And then what is Tullah bin? Mudaf ilayhi. And what will be the next? Judu din. Write down Judu din. Okay? And write down Qudama as a Naat. Make some kind of a note for Qudama as a Naat, brothers and sisters. Very good. Kam Kamisan. Now Kamisan came. Kam Kamisan. Now the Kamisan came. As a Tamiz. Kam Kamisan Hindaka Ya Ibrahimu. How many shirts do you have? Hindi Hinda Zarf. Shubu Jumla Khabar. Ya Mutakallim Mudafilehi. Okay? And then Samaniyatu Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf and Kumsa Nin. Kumsa Nin. Mudafilehi. Fine. Sister Arifa, Indi Rialani. Tough question for you. What is Indi? Inda is Sarf, and then Shibu Jumla Khabar. What is Ya Mutakalim? Mudafilihi. Oh, where is our Mubtada? No, Rialani. See, I told you it's a tough question. What is Mubtada? Rialani. But brother, Mubtada has to be Marfu. Is Rialani Marfu? Yes, it is Marfu. What is the sign of its being Marfu? Alif. Remember this. That's why I said, it's a tough question. I thought it was the easiest question, but if you sometimes do not pay attention, then you will skip Rialani, which is actually Mubtada. Wow is Ataf. And what is Khamsatu? Ma'tufun ala Rialani, brother. And they don't look alike. But we know they are both Marfu. Khamsatu is Marfu with Dhamma and Rialani Marfu with Alif. Alif Musanna. Okay, brothers and sisters? Kurushin. This is your Mudafilehi. What is Kurush? It's like our small change, you know, dimes, quarters, nickels, you know. So this is Kirshun and Kurushun. Fi hadhil hafilati, Sister Nasreen, fi hadhil hafilati, fi harfshar, hadhi ism majroor, char majroor, shubu jumla khabar. And what is al hafilati? Badal, mashallah, badal. Huh? Okay? Where is our khabar? I beg your pardon, we got our khabar. Where is our mubtada? Asharatu, wa huwa mudaf, and rukkabin, passengers. Rakibun, singular, and rukkab is plural, passengers. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. How will you translate? Sister Nasreen, how will you translate the sentence? Fi hadhihi al-haflati asharatu rukabin. Bus. Passenger. Mashallah. 10 riders. In this number third question, brother, we have to give answers to the following questions using the mentioned numbers between brackets. Kausaini, brother, let me also give you a little hint. Baina. Write down Baina properly, brother. Baina. Okay, what is Baina, brothers and sisters? It's a zarf. So what will happen to the noun after zarf? Mudafili. So what is this? Kausaini. What is Kausaini? Mudafili. What is Kausaini? I just want to teach you, brothers, sisters. Watch me carefully. Kitabani. Kitabaini, kitabaini. Okay? If I say, baina, kitabaini, between two books. So what is this baina? Kausaini. So what is kausaini? Jewel. Two brackets. Are you with me? Remove baini. What will happen now? What will happen to the noun? Kausani. What will happen? Kausani. Just want to draw your attention to the dual. So, baina kausaini. Of course, we have not studied, but I did hint you. So, counting on that hint, I wanted to test you. Okay. No problem, brothers and sisters. So, the question is, kam kitaban indaka in the... See, number three, you will say, salasatu. Kutubin. Okay, Sister Manas, your question. Kam akhan laka ya Hamid? No, you are Hamid. No, how will you answer? No. Remember five here. What do you see in the bracket number 5. Do you see number 5? No. Yes. That was the first question. Yeah. So what is number 5? You have to use this number. Okay. You have to use. So what will you say? Li. Ikhwatin. Ikhwatin or ikhwanin. Ikhwatin or ikhwanin. Both will be correct. But let us use ikhwatin now. Because Dr. Saab is using ikhwatin. Li, Brother Muhammad, li khamsatu ikhwatin. Means I have five brothers. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. Nusrat, kam amman laki ya layla. How many chachas you have? How many uncles you have? There are four. Again. Amamin. Now we got to use plurals and we have to remember our plurals. What is amamin? Amamin. Arba'atu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Salva? Li arba'atu amamin. Now, in our initial stage of our learning, because the plurals are so many and they may not come to our mind quickly. But don't worry. As you study, inshallah, you will understand it. Now, Brother Hassan, yeah, Shaykhu. Huh? See, now see, here is Hamzatul Wasal. So how will you pronounce? Kamibnan. 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 Laka ya Shaykhu. What will you be your answer?
Li.
Abna'in. 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 It's not mamnu. It is not diptot. Abna'in. Okay, I will show you. How will you say? Sit tatu ab na in. See, I wrote down, how did I write down Hamza? Hamzatul Qata. When you come to plural, Ibnu has a abna'un. Abna'un. It became abna'in. Is it clear? Have you got any difficulty here? What is the plural of ibnun? Abna'un. Now it is mudafilahi. So what will you say? Abna'in. You will say abna'in. Just like tullabin, aklamin, kutubin. Fine, brother Abdul Samad. Kam su'alan fi hadad
darsi.
I wanted Abdul Samad to figure out darsi, because it is badal, and haza is majrur because of fi. But all these things, see, Arabic will force you to think. Arabic language is a great stimulus for your mind. It makes you think, you know. So here is 8. So what is the number 8 in Arabic? Samaniyatu. Now do you know the plural of su'alun? As'ilatun. Look at the number 3. Ajib anil as'ilati. That is your plural. Are you with me? Plural. Su'alun as'ilatun. Okay, now I'm giving you something to think, brother. Su'alun as'ilatun. Jawabun ajwibatun. Matching, huh? Mithalun amsilatun. Okay? So inshallah, you'll remember, huh? So su'alun is as'ilatun. So how will you say now, brother Samad? Na samaniyatu.
Samaniyatu.
As'ilatin. Tin. Okay, brother and sister, I write again. Samaniyatu as-i-la-tin. Got the idea? As-i-la-tin. Sister Nasreen, as-i-la-tin. As-i-la-tin. Right? On the top, number 3 question, ajib anil as-i-la-til atiyati. Answer the following questions. Fine. Brother Saeed, kam raqiban fil hafilati.
Fiha
tis'atu. First number.
Fiha
tis'atu
rukabin.
Remember tis'atu. We cannot say tis'atun. Because it is mudaf. How will you write down? Tis'atu. Tis'atu rukabin. Got the idea? Inshallah. Okay, Brother Muhammad, it's your turn.
Kam riyalan fi jaybika.
MashaAllah, how much money you have? Let's go for lunch. Now it is you are answering. So
in my pocket.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent. Fi jaybi in my pocket. Asharatu.
Sabatu.
Okay. Sabatu.
Sabatu riyal.
Riyalatin. What will you say? Riyalun. What is the jama of riyalun? Riyalatun. So you say, I wanted to have more money in your pocket. Fi jaybi. Sabatu riyalatin. Sabatu riyalatin. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Very good. Now, Sister Salma, kam samanu hazal kitab. First, she has to answer properly. Kam samanu hazal kitab. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now, see, kam after kam, nothing came. So, what is missing here? Salma, after kam, what comes? Tamiz. So, tamiz is here, mazuf. What is it? What is the meaning of mazuf? Dropped. Not hidden. Dropped. Mazuf, it means drop. Hazaf ho gaya. In Urdu, it's very common, hazaf. Okay. Now, here it means kam riyalan, you can say, or dolar. Kam riyalan samanu hazal. No, but I'm saying to you, if you were to use your thing, then it will be kam riyalan samanu hazal kitabi. Or if you are in Canada, you will say kam dolaran samanu hazal kitabi. But because that riyalan or dolaran, the tamiz is mazuf. So you say kam samanu hazal kitabi, which is the common way of asking. You know, how much is the price of this book? Okay? Tamanu means the price of this book. Okay? So what will you say? No, you will say samanuhu. Now, khalas, samanuhu, it is understood. The price of it is, then you don't have to say, let me write it down. Because that way you will understand better. Okay. Watch this, brother. Samanuhu. Okay? Either I should write down samanuhu. Okay, brothers and sisters? Either I should write down samanuhu. What is who? Mudafili. I want to write down a proper noun. Samanu hazal kitabi. What will I say? I can say samanu sa ma, and then I can say samanu hazal kita bi, or I can say, what can I say, brothers and sisters? Samanul kitabi. Are you with me? How will you translate samanul kitabi? Price of the book. Now I can say something else also. What is the translation? Price of this. So how many choices you have? Samanuhu, the price of it. Or you can say samanu hazal kitabi, the price of this book. Or you can say samanul kitabi, the price of the book. Or you can say samanu haza, the price of this. You know, you have choices. But the best answer for us will be samanuhu. Samanuhu. So what is samanuhu? What is samanu? Mubtada. Are you with me? Wahuwa mudaf. And who? Mudafile. Now where is your khabar? We need our khabar. And it will be asharatu. What will be your khabar? Asharatu. Asharatu. And then mudaf ilayhi will come. Samanuhu asharatu. Now you want to say rialatin or dularatin. Dularatin it will be. Well, let's make it rialatin. Let's think that we are student in Medina University, okay, in Saudi Arabia. Okay. You have to always go back to the main lesson. And in this particular case, brother, our main lesson teaches us number. You should highlight the numbers in the main lesson. And watch the vowel signs. Watch the vowel signs. Brother, uktub. Al-adad min thalathi ila ashara and waj'al kullan min al-kalimati al-atiyati ma'dudan and make the following words ma'dud. So we got to use 3 to 10. Now, brother, I was so, you know, anxious to write everything, whatever I came across, I thought I should write it. So I, in my exercise books, I wrote down from 3 to 10 and I counted everything. I counted everything. If you have time, you can do it. If you do not have enough time, then, brothers and sisters, then you can only say, Salasatu kutubin, Arbaatu aklamin. Khamsatu tujjarin. Okay. Sittatu rijalin. Or sabatu tullabin. And then samaniyatu rialatin. And then tisatu kurushin. And then again come back to salasatu ikhwatin. And then arbaatu abna'in. But that will be very easy, brother. That will be very easy. So that if you have time, even if you cannot write, we should say it. Okay? We should say it. I think we will take a break in the next 15 minutes, 5 minutes rather. And then we will, inshallah, finish the next lesson also. Okay? Brothers and sisters, quick. 3 to 10. See how many of us can do it, okay? We should be able to do it in 20 seconds each. Ready? Salasatu kutubin. Arbaatu kutubin. Khamsatu kutubin. Sittatu kutubin. Sabaatu kutubin. Samaniyatu kutubin. Tisatu kutubin. Asharatu kutubin. Salasatu aklamin. Arba'atu aklamin, khamsatu aklamin, sittatu aklamin, sab'atu aklamin, thamaniyatu aklamin, tis'atu aklamin, asharatu aklamin, salasatu tujjarin, arba'atu tujjarin, khamsatu tujjarin, sittatu tujjarin, sab'atu tujjarin, thamaniyatu tujjarin, tis'atu tujjarin, asharatu tujjarin, thalathatu rijalin, arba'atu rijalin, khamsatu rijalin, sittatu rijalin, sab'atu rijalin, thamaniyatu rijalin, tis'atu rijalin, asharatu rijalin, thalathatu tullabin, arba'atu tullabin, khamsatu tullabin, sittatu tullabin, sab'atu tullabin, thamani tullabin, tis'atu tullabin, asharatu tullabin, thalathatu rialatin, arba'atu rialatin, khamsatu rialatin, sittatu rialatin, rialatin, thamaniyatu rialatin, tis'atu rialatin, asharatu rialatin, salasatu kurushin, arba'atu kurushin, khamsatu kurushin, sittatu kurushin, sabatu kurushin, thamaniyatu kurushin, tesatu kurushin, asharatu kurushin, thalathatu ikhwatin, arbaatu ikhwatin, khamsatu ikhwatin, sittatu ikhwatin, sabatu ikhwatin, ikhwatin, tesatu ikhwatin, asharatu ikhwatin, thalathatu abna'in, arbaatu abna'in, khamsatu abna'in, sittatu abna'in, sabatu abna'in, samaniyatu abna'in, tisatu abna'in, asharatu abna'in. MashaAllah. Now we, I think, need jalebis and pakoras also. We work so hard. Alhamdulillah. Now you deserve a break. Let us have a short break and then we'll start again, inshallah. We are back from our break, brothers and sisters. Lesson number Adarsul Ishroon. Adarsul Ishroon. 20 lesson. Lesson number 20. Now the dialogue is between Laila and Salma. See, Dr. Saab has mentioned you. Laila and Salma. See how they are written. Not with Ta Marbuta. We are going to study this later on, that the feminine names will come on this pattern also, with the Alif Maksura. Ya Salma, afi fasliki talibatun minasini wal yabani. I repeat again. Ya Salma, afi fasliki talibatun minasini wal yabani. Naam. Now it is the muannas, brother. Watch. That's why I say, highlight those numbers, especially the ending of it, for you to understand. Naam. Fi faslina khamsu talibatin. Why it is khamsu, brother? Because the ma'dud is muannas. What is the reason? The ma'dud is muannas. So the adad will become muzakkar. Khamsu talibatin. Make it five male students. Khamsatu tulabin. Make it female students. Khamsu talibatin. That is the difference we have to bear in mind. Minasini wa arba'u talibatin min al-yabani wa thamani talibatin min Indonesia. Now you have to remember one thing, brother. This noun, actually it is thamanin. Okay? We are going to learn this in detail in book 3. The first lesson of book 3, we will learn this kind of noun. Okay. Look at this, brother. Ma'din. Qadin. This Wadin is the valley. Now why are this way? We are going to learn it. So right now we just bear in mind that when you are counting Muzakkar, Ma'dud, it will become Samaniya 2. And when you are counting Mu'annas, Ma'dud, it will become Samani. Are you with me? Samani. Okay. So there is a difference. For example, if I say Salasu, Arba'u, Khamsu, there is a pattern. Sittu, Saba'u, and then samani. The pattern change. Again, tesu, ashru. Are you with me? I go back again. Salasu, guessing that the madud is muannas. Arba'u, and then khamsu, sittu, saba'u, and then samani. We've got to just memorize the spelling. Only in samani. Why it is like this, we will study later on. There's no need to go in detail now. But then again, tisa'u and asharu. Ashru. Okay? Also, you will have to watch some things, you know. For example, asharatu. And then it's ashru. Okay, so these small things, you know, you have to be careful. But you know, in written Arabic, when you read newspaper and magazine, there are no vowel signs. So the person, you know, who is actually writing an article, you know, he just skips the vowel signs. So, you know, we don't know. But as a student, we should know it properly. Okay. So, samani talibatin, 8 students from Indonesia. Is it clear? Okay. At home, brothers and sisters, use your highlighters. And in identifying numbers, how they are ending, okay? It is khamsu, okay? And it is arba'u, and then the ma'dud is mu'annas. So it will give you a good idea, inshallah. Laila says, fi faslina, in our class, fi faslina. So what is fi faslina, brother? Before also, now also, fi faslina. How many words are there? 3. Brother, what are they? Fi, harshar, fasli, isam majrur, wa huwa mudaf, and na mudaf ilai. You should be very clear this. No confusion should be now. Fi faslina, how many words? 3. Faslina is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. And then fi fasli is jar majrur. Are you with me? So you will be very clear now. And I think we have worked very hard. There should not be any problem. Fi faslina, fi harfchar, fasli, isam majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Na mudaf ilayhi. Na mudaf ilayhi. Sahi. If there is a mudaf ilayhi, sister Maina, then there has to be a mudaf. So mudaf is there, okay? Where is our muftada? Thalathu. Or khamsu in that case. Let us do khamsu, okay? Khamsu. This is your muftada. Wahuwa mudaf. And talibatin mudaf ilayhi. Minasini jar majru. We don't want to go in more detail. Wa arba'u. What is arba'u? Ma'utufun ala khamsu. Okay? Are you with me? Wow, ataf came. Brother Abdul Samad. Ma'utufun ala khamsu. Wa huwa mudaf. And talibatin mudaf ilayhi. Min al yabani. And wa samani. What is samani? Ma'utufun ala khamsu. Wa huwa mudaf. And talibatin mudaf ilayhi. Very good. The same thing will be ثلاث طالبات من الهندي وست طالبات من الفلبيني وسبع طالبات من الكويت. So it's very beautifully explained, brother. All the numbers are coming here. Okay. In the construction of these dialogues, Dr. Abdurrahim does wonders, and he explains us everything, inshallah. Salma, kam Ukhtan lakiya Layla. How many sisters do you have, Layla? What is the answer? Laki became li salasu akhawatin. Akhawatin is muannas, so the adad became muzakkar. Salasu akhawatin. Fine. Salasu is your mubtada, mudaf, mudafili. Then Salma says, kam akhan laki. What is the answer? Li khamsatu. See, now the Tamar Buddha came. Because the ma'adud is muzakkar. Khamsatu ikhwatin. Khamsatu ikhwatin. Fine. Salma says, lucky to you, you have lucky to you or you have. So what is lucky? Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Where is our mubtada? Salasu akhawatin. Wa mudahma. Wa khamsatu. What is khamsatu? Ma'tufun ala. I'm sure you are comfortable now. Means it is linked with Sarasul. Ikhwatin mudafilei. Very good, brother. Layla. Naam. Again, I repeat the rule. If the ma'dud, which is always jama. Sahi? It is always jama when we are counting. From 3 to 10. Only from 3 to 10. In this rule. Remember, we are only doing today. We are only doing today. We are only doing today this much. So the ma'dud is always jama. Okay. Now if the ma'dud is muzakkar, then the number becomes opposite, mu'annas. If the ma'dud is mu'annas, then the number becomes muzakkar. See. No, akhawatin. Okay, here. Look at this. Look at this. Ukhtun. Ukhtun. What is ukhtun? Muannas. It is muannas. See? What is the jama'a of ukhtun? Akhawatun. Okay. What is this? Akhun.
Not that one. I'm talking about this one. Layla.
Okay, one second. Akhun. What is the jama? Ikhwatun. 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 But this is, even though it is tamarbuz, it is muzakkar. It is muzakkar. Okay, it is muzakkar. So Layla says, li Salasu akhwatin. Is it clear? Salasu akhwatin. Clear? Now then again, when Salma asks her, Wakam akhan laki, she says, Li khamsatu ikhwatin. So what is ikhwatin? Muzakkar. What is ikhwatin? Muzakkar. Okay. And then Salma repeats that sentence. Okay. Laki means you have. According to what Layla answered, Salma says, Laki salasu akhwatin wa khamsatu ikhwatin. Is it clear now? This statement is just the repetition. See, again, that is again the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim. Just trying to repeat it for us to get used to it. They came together.